知行英语 Listen and share.
The Shadow 影子I am not precisely sure how long I stayed frozen in that position, but the next thing I recall is the apparition vanishing before my eyes. I immediately turn on all the lights in the apartment and search thoroughly for any sign of forced entry. To my utter bewilderment, there was none. After getting dressed, I took my pistol and drove 30 minutes to Greensboro, where I stayed at a motel. The next morning, I drove back to the apartment to pack an overnight bag for the drive home. Once home, I called the school's admissions office and canceled my enrollment, claiming I would re-enroll at a later date. That very same weekend, I rented a truck, brought two friends to help me,and was out of the apartment before the sun set on Sunday. I never found out what was with me in my living room that night. I am not sure I want to know. Whatever it was definitely not human and definitely not friendly. I have not been back to that college or that town since the summer 4 years ago, and I will not go back ever again.For whatever exists in those rooms is pure, unadulterated devil.
也不知道我这样不动又过了多久，可接下来那个幻影在我面前却消失了。我立刻打开了屋里所有的灯，彻底地在屋内搜查了一遍，可令我无比疑惑的是，我没有发现任何门窗撬动的痕迹。我把衣服穿好，拿着我的枪，驱车30分钟到了 Greensboro， 住在了当地一家汽车旅馆。第二天一早，我开车又回公寓，找了个旅行袋，准备打点行装，然后开车回家。一到公寓，我就打电话给学校的招生办公室，称自己要晚些报名，所以要求先取消入学。就在那个周末，我租了辆卡车，叫上两个朋友来帮忙，在周日赶在太阳下山之前搬出了那个家。直到现在，我也不知道那晚我房里到底是什么，我也不知道我到底想不想知道。不管那是什么，那肯定不是人，也肯定没有什么好意。自从4年前的那个暑假后，我再也没有回过大学，也没有去过那个小镇，因为在那个屋子里的绝对肯定就是鬼。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Precisely, P-R-E-C-I-S-E-L-Y, 精确的、准确的，在这里用来加强语气，修饰 not sure, 表示不确定。Frozen 在这里表示僵化的、不变的。Stayed frozen 表示姿势保持不变、一动不动。Apparition.APPARITION 离奇出现的东西，灵异现象，尤其指鬼怪、幽灵、幻影这类东西。例如 He said in his dream he saw the apparition of his dead wife. 他说在梦中他见到了他亡妻的幽灵。 Thoroughly 彻底的、完全的。 Thoroughly 一般用来表示细节上的彻底， 比如让别人把事情做得彻底一点，可以说 do something thoroughly。 这里 search thoroughly for 表示彻底搜查。 forced 做形容词，意思是强迫的，动用武力的。 forced entry 表示强行进入，比如 there was no sign of forced entry， 没有任何强行进入的迹象。 bewilderment B-E-W-I-L-D-E-R-M-E-N-T 困惑迷乱，强调迷惑使人慌张手足无措。 To my bewilderment 表示让我感到大惑不解的事。 Get dressed 表示穿上衣服，表示主语自身做的动作。 After doing something 表示在做完某事之后。 After getting dressed 穿好衣服后。 Motel 就是 Moderate's Hotel 汽车旅馆，为乘汽车旅行的人提供屋内住宿设施，房间通常有直接通往室外停车场的通道。 Admission A-D-M-I-S-S-I-O-N 准许进入，被允许进入，表示获得加入某个团体或者机构的资格。 Admissions Office 表示学校的招生录取办公室。 Enrollment E-N-R-O-L-L-M-E-N-T 登记注册，这里指办理入学注册的手续。 Enroll 是动词，意思是登记入学。前缀 re 表示在又，重新重复，例如 restart 重新开始， rebuild 重建， re-enroll 就是重新办理登记入学。 definitely D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y 副词，明确的无疑的，比如 He is definitely coming 他一定来。当句子中有否定词时， definitely 有决然绝对的意思，例如 The team will definitely lose if he doesn't play， 如果他不参加比赛，这个队绝对会输。 It was definitely not human and definitely not friendly， 表示那东西绝对是非人类，而且绝对不怀好意。 Unadulterated U-N-A-D-U-L-T-E-R-A-T-E-D 是形容词，表示没有任何掺杂的，纯粹的，地道的，和 pure 是同义词。这里同时使用这两个词，表示一种断然的肯定的语气。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
I am not precisely sure how long I stayed frozen in that position. But the next thing I recall is the apparition vanishing before my eyes. I immediately turn on all the lights in the apartment and search thoroughly for any sign of forced entry. To my utter bewilderment, there was none. After getting dressed, I took my pistol and drove 30 minutes to Greensboro, where I stayed at a motel. The next morning, I drove back to the apartment to pack an overnight bag for the drive home. Once home, I called the school's admissions office and canceled my enrollment, claiming I would re-enroll at a later date. That very same weekend, I rented a truck, brought two friends to help me,and was out of the apartment before the sun set on Sunday. I never found out what was with me in my living room that night. I am not sure I want to know. Whatever it was definitely not human and definitely not friendly. I have not been back to that college or that town since the summer 4 years ago, and I will not go back ever again.For whatever exists in those rooms is pure, unadulterated devil.
好了，故事今天 就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。